You told that the men when we were with the big group, you said you'd actually quite a clear memory of seeing soldiers first time in Crocus Street.
Yeah.
You reckon you were 12 at the time?
Yeah, I was 12 because I think they came along the streets for about, I think it was 14th of August, something like that.
69.
Because of the virus. Springfield Whites was the bomb of Springfield. I lived in Crocus Street, two streets away from it. And I remember there was barricades up at the time because just a few months, I think it was a few years before, Home Bay Street was burnt down. I remember people saying the soldiers were coming on the streets, and me and my brother and a couple of army lads that played about the street, that played football the street, that went up the top of the street, and just seeing these soldiers walking up. You hear the sergeants or the, you call it hiccups, the rabbits at the time. And there was maybe 100 or so just walking up the street and marching, and the major or whatever it was calling out all the orders. That was scary.
You find it frightening, experience?
Yeah, I thought it was frightening, yeah. Because when they turned around and they actually faced you, the major, whoever it was calling out the orders, and they were turning around and actually faced me. And that's a first. You've never seen anything before. You've never even seen things on television, but this was real life. Just stop and face me. You know?
Did you know why they were there?
No, not really. Just when you see something in the news. But at that age, you're not interested in dying, yeah.
Can you remember the reactions of the grown-ups?
The grown-ups more or less welcomed it. Remember, people used to bring them cups of tea and that.
Was that the very first time you seen them?
For the very first time I seen them, the grown-ups welcomed them because the grown-ups thought that it was just a matter of time before other streets were burnt out. And the Catholic people at the time, like, thought that the soldiers were here to protect them.
Did you play with the soldiers?
No, no. I just got away from them. Some kids, people younger, maybe young ones, 6 or 7 or something, they went up the soldiers, like. I didn't go near them. I was more or less scared of him. And then when the British came in, I'm not too sure. You've seen their berries and all, and their guns. And I think it was paratroopers or something like that. Because my father, when he fought in the war, he seen it from London streets, and he was more or less welcoming to you. He's able to tell you about Bridget and all from that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But they were generally on the Falls Road, they were welcoming for the first week or two.
Your father, he was in the British Army during
the British Army.
During the Second World War?
Yeah.
He would have signed up and enlisted.
He enlisted. Through the war, 6 years.
Okay. Take a break on that one. Thanks very much. It's pretty good. There's another thing you told us about moving on a few years as you get a bit older. That I think maybe one of the first, maybe it wasn't your first band you seen, but you seen then Lizzie and Romanos.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? Interested in what entertainment was like in Belfast for you as a, presumably by that time as a teenager?
I was that from 1970, 13, 14, 15, up to 73, 73. Because of the troubles was going on, and because of the centre of the town, it was all security gates and all that type of thing, and you were young, you weren't allowed out. You only allowed to go to the disco or in a barn or something. I lived in Crocus Street, we were behind St. Paul's Chapel. Mm-hmm. Academy Square. There was a like a hall, like a, it was a band hall. A band used to play here on a Tuesday or Wednesday night or something, yeah. Paul's Brass Band. But the other night a week we used to hold over to the school for the young ones. So we used to go to the square every week. But as you get a wee bit older, you get interested in the music, 72, 73. And at one time, I think I just started working here in Europa. I started in Europa in August 73. I think it was around the later part of 73. A couple of friends of mine said that Phil and Lizzie were playing in the Romanos. Romanos used to be a relaxer where it was, upstairs in Upper Green Street. So we sat in the theatre, four of us were down, we bought the tickets, went down to down their concert. It was all mineral water and all that type of thing. It was the first concert I ever ran to. It was in the centre of town. And it was only allowed to go because it was the top end of the town, like, just off Castle Street. At that time, Adam's older sister, she used to go out to like the Starlight. The Starlight was down on Hall Street, I think. And that was for the more or less older ones, people at 19, 20. But that's the first concert that was ever had, was the Thin Lizzy concert.
In 73?
73.
What age would you have been then?
I was 16. And it was about the time that, I think it was just before Whiskey and Jar came out. At the time Whiskey and Jar was out, Whiskey and Jar was out in 73. So it was my first concert I was ever at. That was the Romanos, to call it.
But you're saying that when the security gates sort of came along, or as they came along, that sort of made the city centre out of bounds for entertainment stuff, you know?
Yeah. It was two Davis Street it went to. You know, so most of the town closed at night time, anyhow, at 10 or 11 o'clock at night. You know, there was nothing in the town for anybody.
But did you go to any other concerts in the town?
No. Only, about 1979, I went to a Human League concert. I was in the Ulster Hall. It was 1979 or 1980, one of those 2 years, when they were popular. I went to that concert.
The last thing I wanted to ask you about, not keeping you too much longer, is just the whole experience of working in the Europa. Because the Europa was well infamous for being most bombed hotel in the world, probably, or something like that. What's your memories of working there?
Well, when I worked there, I was trained to become a chef, and when you look back on it, it was the best years of my life, no matter what troubles and all that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But you're meeting people of different religion, and, you know.
I think you said it was the first time you ever met a Protestant was in the Europa.
Yeah, more or less, I got socialized with Protestants, was in there, but that's the first time we socialized with Protestants. Because we're never brought up to be, you know, bigger in any way, just treat people the way you meet them. That's why my family were brought up, even through the generations. But it was the first time ever to meet Protestants, especially socialize and have a drink with them and that type of thing, and get to know them. And it was like working in Europe was like one big happy family, you know, all that, because same thing too, you were trying to learn your trade, and it was hard work. But through the times it was bombed and all that type of thing, you did your best to get into work, you know. And no matter what, we just, you know, through the companionship of the people you work with. We all get through it. And I love working there.
Can you remember any particular times that bombs for the office?
I remember one time I was in it. We were told the guy there was a bomb scare. One of the bombs did go off in it. It was at the side of the river. There was it's, people got the stuff in. You know, people got groceries in the bay area.
Livery Bay?
Livery Bay. Somebody drove in with a bomb in the Livery Bay one time. We were all told to get out. And the thing went off, and we were standing outside on the other side of the street. We actually took a piece down by the back of Ramsey's there. Down near the tack there, where the tack is. But actually, when I worked there, three, three or four of the bombs. It's just a part of it. You get used to it. It didn't faze you in any way. You were never scared to go to work. The only time you were afraid to go to work is maybe walking to work or something, because it's very bad shooting or something like that. Because I remember going to work one morning and I walked down the ground there. And whenever I got into work, in Europe, somebody told me there was two postmen sat there in Northumberland Street on the Falls Road. And that was the same time. So I just sort of took the paper away. You know, that type of thing. Troubles that did happen.
What do you remember of actually working in Europe? Was it a particularly happy time?
Yeah. It was hard work and you were training and you did split shifts. Start in the morning at 10 o'clock and maybe get the preparation ready for lunchtime. And you did the lunch and then after lunch we got the preparation ready for that night. Then we took a break at 2:30, 3 o'clock. Back again at 6:30 for service and start again at 7 o'clock to 10:30. And you weren't getting home to 12 o'clock at night.
So it was a long day.
It was a long day. It's a split shift.
Well, how did it work?
But in the afternoon, you used to go to maybe over to Ramsey's or maybe go to Pictures or something like that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if three or four of us were working on split shifts, maybe you would have went to the ABC and watched a film.
Just down the street now.
I remember actually going to watch a Sting in it. Sting was out, I think it was at 74.
Robert Redford.
We went and matched that in the fixtures.
Just thinking, if you're finishing work at 12 o'clock, how would you have travelled home then?
You'd get a taxi home.
Is that just convenience or safety?
Safety, staff taxi. They usually let on a taxi free.
Well, they let on. Yeah. They understood that.
They understood it was later on, you need to get a taxi home.
It would have been risky.
We were in the ski field of Watton, so we got a staff taxi. Maybe two people were going to the falls and two people were going to the shackle. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
And one taxi took
us. One taxi took it out, took it for us. Mm-hmm. But I met a good lot of friends, right?
Do you think the actual experience of the hotel being under attack and just tough environment to work in actually, I got a sort of sense from you that it pulled people together?
Put people together, I think it made the people there stronger. That no matter how the bomb that we were going to go with, we were there to work on. You know? No time at all, but the hotel was back up and running again, even through the loyal strike. You know, there was good.
You stayed open during that time?
We stayed open during that time. I remember we were actually, one day we had to work by candles and make salads and all that type of thing. And we used to meet some of the, Martin Bell, I remember meeting him a few times. And Sweeney and Paisley, used to cook for people like that. Some of the politicians were in. They dined in the Beef Theater restaurant. Harper Brown was manager then. But you met up, you seen some famous people. There was celebrities calling them. But I enjoyed it. It was the night time we used to go around to. And then afterwards, sometime we used to go to the There was a disco around where the British Home Stores was up above. I don't remember the name of it. Louis Small was the DJ in it. We used to go in there at night time.
Louis Small?
Louis Small was the DJ in it.
Oh,
back me sometime. We used to go in there at disco. Some of the staff used to go in there.
So despite the fact that there was a security gates and there was the town was very quiet.
Yeah, but
there were still these kind of places.
Yeah, you were still out for 11 o'clock at night.
Oh, yeah.
11:30.
Oh, it closed up at that time?
Yeah. The penthouse nearby, we used to work in there as well, upstairs. It was the experience I was getting, so you took it. It was a good experience.
Well, did you serve food in the penthouse?
Yeah, you served food in the penthouse. That's where you get the penthouse puppets from. There was a programme on television about a year or two ago about the penthouse puppets. Some of them were actually in their early 60s now, and they were talking about it. Bunny girls, as we call them.
So you like working up there?
Well, yeah. Just for the experience.
It was like a nightclub, was it then?
It was like a nightclub. That closed about 12 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night. But it wasn't every night. It was maybe once every couple of months or something on. Wasn't there any?